Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All-Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There are still lots of questions surrounding a deadly police shooting in Burbank. It happened late yesterday afternoon in the parking lot of a Home Depot store on Flower Street, where officers rushed after a man called 911, said he was sitting in a car there with a gun and planned to start shooting people. Police say the officers found the man in the car he described and started talking with him, and then found themselves forced to shoot him.
At some point during the brief exchange, he stepped out of the vehicle. He took a shooting stance towards the officers, which then precipitated the officer-involved shooting.
The man was taken to a hospital, but then died a short time later, and it's not clear yet whether he actually had a gun. Home Depot customers who'd been in the parking lot were ushered into the store as police were arriving, and one of them told KCAL News they could hear the gunfire but weren't sure at first what was happening.
We could see, boom, 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 and I was like, are they in the store? Where are they? And then we saw the doors locking down, so we're like, okay, he's outside.
There's no word yet on the man's identity or his possible motives for threatening to attack people. A community group in East L.A. is protesting deputy gangs and pressuring the department to speed up action. Here's Natalie Tavidian.
Some community members gathered here just around the corner from the East L.A. Sheriff's Station, saying they want Sheriff Luna to hound down on deputy gangs.
We want actual accountability, and we demand that they don't, the 30 deputies that were sentenced to like shoulder tattoos, not to plead the
Luis Cifuentes with the community group Centro CSO.
These injustices are not going to stop unless we push more pressure onto the department and Rob Luna.
Cifuentes says they want immediate action, saying it's traumatizing members of their community. In East LA, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The CHP says it made 314 DUI arrests across the state during just the first 24 hours of this holiday weekend's maximum enforcement period, and say it expects to make a lot more before the crackdown ends just before midnight Monday. That first day number was 73 higher than during the first 24 hours of last year's Memorial Day weekend enforcement period. Local law enforcement agencies across SoCal staging similar crackdowns on drunk drivers, speeders, and other traffic law violators this weekend, including the LAPD, other police forces, and many sheriff's departments. LA police are expressing concern about a surge in hate crimes in the San Fernando Valley. Chief Michael Moore says the number of incidents have risen by 8.5% so far this year.
This is contrary to the overall decrease in hate crimes that we're seeing in the city. And most striking about that is that the hate crimes in the San Fernando Valley year-to-date total 64, when in 2019 that was 23.
Moore is calling for more education and awareness about hate speech and attacks. Says he's promising strong enforcement, calling on people to report hate crimes, saying, if you see something, say something. A cautionary tale from a retired LAPD detective after learning that his identity was stolen and used as part of a romance scam. Margaret Carrero has that story.
At first, Moses Castillo was skeptical when he received an email from the victim. He then got another message that she wanted him to call her back because she thought someone was using his information on a dating app pretending to be him.
I'm like, what? So that concerned me. So I did reach out to this person.
He says she agreed to send him emails with the attachments and screenshots of what she has from the guy.
I couldn't believe it. He used images of myself that were recent, but he also used pictures of my son when he was in Little League. And my son now is in his 20s. That showed me that he really did some research on my profile.
The victim, who we will call Mary, says the guy contacted her on the dating website Our Time. They communicated through texts, emails, and phone calls for about 2.5 months. He told her he was in security and was being assigned to Afghanistan for 6 months, but got out of it and needed $22,000 for a diplomatic charter flight.
And I did not have $22,000.
She did send him about $1,000 and says he was supposed to come to her place for 2 weeks.
The day before he was supposed to come, everything changed on Skype. The name changed on it. When I saw the name pop up, I Googled it, and that's how I found the detective.
Mary believes indicating that she's a widow on the dating site made her a target. Castillo says if this can happen to him or someone like him, it can happen to anyone. I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Los Angeles City Council members held a rare special meeting in Van Nuys. Now, Craig Figner tells us about the big changes that are likely coming to city government.
The Los Angeles City Council is made up of 15 elected members. Each council member represents roughly 280,000 people. The council members are holding listening tours that go through mid-June on the question of redistricting, changing the districts themselves, the maps, which would also lead to a change in the number of members on the council.
150,000 residents per district, or some number around that, that will ensure future accessibility and accountability as well.
He's one person who gave his opinion to council members here at the Van Nuys City Hall complex. It led to this question to council member Bob Blumenfield.
Can you represent 280,000? I mean, is that a number that you personally feel manageable?
Yeah, but there's no doubt the smaller the districts, the more retail you can be and be able to address issues on a more local basis.
Los Angeles is what's known as a charter city, so any redrawing of the council districts that results from these meetings then has to be approved by voters. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And a woman who often protests during LA City Council meetings has been arrested for allegedly attacking a man outside the council chambers before Friday's session. Camille Lewis has now bailed out of jail but is facing possible charges that include assault with a deadly weapon. Police say that after getting into an argument with the victim, she hit him in the face with a bag that had a laptop inside it. He wasn't seriously hurt but did suffer a cut from the blow.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.